right, God bless you guys for joining us here at HNLC Ministries here in the city of Dallas, the DFW Metroplex. We got the man of God that's going to be with us on tonight. Out of Accra, Africa, Dr. Albright, Bright N. Albright, very powerful man of God, who's always bringing some prophetic word to the body of Christ. We're not going to delay the time too long, but want to let you know about on tomorrow, Thursday night show. We have a new episode that's taking place, and we're going to let you know about that through one of our social networks as we continue to move forward and do what God has called us to do. But I want to send a shout out to the man of God, Apostle Oscar Walker, a good father in the ministry, as well as the good man of God on my side. And we're going to be hearing from tonight, Dr. Albright, and a newfound friend, Bishop Jim Means out of Kenya. I want to make sure I get that right. I think he's still over in the States doing some powerful work in the city of Boston, and we're going to make sure we're going to actually keep in contact with him, because I think he's about to bring some powerful things here in the States concerning the presence and the power of the Holy Spirit. But all of you calling in tonight, we'd love you guys to be with us on tonight. The number to call in is 619-393-6478. And I'm telling you, man and woman, God, it's always a pleasure for you guys to be with us. I'm not going to delay the time here at HNLC Ministries. We're going to bring the man of God in, Dr. Albright, Bright N. Albright. I want to make sure he's going here and hear what the word of God has to say that's coming from the kingdom of God. Dr. Albright, you're on the air. I'm going to let you have it from here, and I'm going to pull the wings and just let you go.
Thank you. Thank you, Apostle Charles. You are amazing. And I love you so much. My wife, my children would love you so much. Our church, Christ Restoration Representatives here in Accra, Ghana, we love you so much. And I can't wait to see you very soon. Hallelujah. I'm so excited to be on the show this evening. It's 1:06 a.m. here in Accra, Ghana. So a lot of people are sleeping by now. But we are awake doing the work of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Amen. We're excited, you know, for the grace that we enjoy in these times. You know, it's an honor to be alive, you know, in this time, because there is so much God is doing that the Bible says the prophet, the angels are looking into it. They are like, can this thing be? Can this thing be? And tonight, I'll just be sharing some few thoughts with you on, you know, a very important word the Spirit of God has laid on my heart, you know, to share with you. And I know we are not leaving the line the same. I just want us to thank Him. Let's magnify the Lord. Let's worship Hallelujah. Jesus. There is none like Him. He's the King of glory. He's the Lord of our lives. Yes. The Lord of our spirit, yes. The Lord of our soul, the Lord of our body. Lord Jesus, we love you. We honor you. We adore you. Balero shatarabha grante kosete. Miandore mabra paleko satarabada. O balirondo gra kalikrondo re machete rebadia. Le cantaraba brapa le cosi taraba diba branto colere. Le rondo braca li grontori badisa taraba crapa le contore bagretere basetere badia. Rebandore machetere ma crapa li ronde cosiro blare di candere badia. Oh, we bless you, Lord. We honor you.
In the name of Jesus.
You know, tonight, I want to share on the team, worship God. Worship God. Be a worshiper of God. Be a worshiper. Take your worship very seriously, because something happens to you When you worship God, don't just worship God casually. No, take it very seriously. When you read Revelation chapter 19, verse 9, John is speaking, and, you know, he was talking about his encounter with one of the fellow servants, one of the saints of God. And in fact, when the apostle John got in contact with this saint, he thought that was Jesus. Because in heaven, we all look like Jesus. In fact, the Bible says, as Jesus says, so are we. We all look like him. So Revelation chapter 19, verse 9, 10, he said, and he said unto me, write, blessed are they which are called unto the marriage supper of the Lamb. And he said unto me, these are the true sayings of God. He said, and I fell at his feet to worship him. You see, when he got in contact with this saint, he said, I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see, thou do it not. He said, I am thy fellow servant. He says, and of thy brethren that have the testimony of Jesus. He said, worship God. For the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. Hallelujah. If you have the testimony of Jesus in your heart, in your spirit, you're going to worship God. You take your worship of God seriously. You don't allow anything to replace that.
Amen.
Look at what this saint was telling John. Don't forget, he was at this time worshiping God. And as a result of that, he was worshiping God on the island of Patmos. And as a result of that, he had an encounter with God that the Spirit of God began to bring so much revelation of the Spirit to him. You see? And when this saint appeared, he told him again, worship God. Worship God. If you have the testimony of Jesus, you're going to worship God. Everywhere, anywhere. You don't hide your worship of God. No, you worship God anywhere, everywhere.
Hallelujah.
Is it let your light so shine before men so that they will see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. So you can't hide your worship of God. You can't go to work and hide your Christian life because you're afraid that when you start, you know, living as a Christian at your workplace, your boss will sack you. When your boss sack you, you start a new job. You create a new job. That's what you do. We are worshippers of God. We are not broke. We are not empty.
Amen.
When you read the chapter 22, verse 9, the same book, Revelation, chapter 22, verse 9, it said, then saith he unto me, see, thou do it not, for I am thy fellow servant, and of thy brethren the prophets. It says, of them which keep the sayings of this book, worship God. Hallelujah. He said, those of us who keep the sayings of the prophecies of God, of the word of God, he says, worship God. Worship. Because something happens when you worship God. Something happens. You see, God is always on his throne. This is something you need to know. Okay? God is always on his throne. And God's glory changes constantly and continuously on his throne. The angelic beings see the glory of God and they bow in worship. By the time they raise their heads, the glory has changed and they bow again. And this continues throughout eternity. That's what they keep. Think about this. The angels before his throne, think about this. They see the glory of God and they bow. By the time they will raise their heads again, they see another glory. And then they bow again. They are like, this thing is amazing. And God has been changing in glory throughout eternity. He has been changing in glory. When you read Revelation chapter 7, verse 11 to 12, it says, and all the angels to run about the throne and about the elders and the four beasts and fell before the throne on their faces and worshiped God, saying, amen, blessing and glory and wisdom and thanksgiving and honor and power and might be unto our God forever and ever. Amen. Can you just imagine they've been saying this over and over and over again? As I'm talking to you, they are saying it. Why? Because of the glory they are beholding. Because of the glory. Because of the glory of God. They keep beholding. They see his glory. And then they bow in worship. You see, when you see the glory of God, you bow in worship. And so many times, there are times in our worship, the glory of God fills the whole place, the whole room. And all of us, we're on the floor. Lying on the floor, no instrument playing, because the glory of God has taken a hold of the room and has taken a hold of us. The whole room filled with his glory. And then think about this. The angels of God behold his glory, and then they bow in worship, and then they lift their heads again. And then God changing glory again. It's amazing. But you see, something beautiful happens when we behold the glory of God and worship him. The more of his glory we see, the more glorious we become. And there's something you need to know. That's why you have to take worship seriously. Because the more of his glory we see, the more glorious we become. The more we are beautified by his glory. And we cannot but glorify him again and again. Well, when you read 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18, it says, but we all with open face beholding in the glass the glory of the Lord, it says, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. It says, as we behold the glory of God in the mirror, it says, we are changed. In other words, we are metamorphosed. There is a metamorphosis when we behold his glory. Something happens to our spirit. Something happens to our soul. Something happens to our body. Something happens to our lives. We are not the same. It's that we are changed. We are transfigured. We are transformed. And you see, the reason why worship is so important is because through worship, our spiritual eyes are open to behold the glory of God. Incidentally, when we see his glory, we see our glory. We begin to see who we are, because in his light, we are able to see light. So that's why God tells us to worship him. It's so we can behold his glory and be glorified. And you can expect miracles when you worship him. Because then, remember, your spiritual eyes are open to see what you did never have seen any other way. And you forget about yourself, and rather focus on the only one who matters, and that is Jesus. Hallelujah. So that's why you have to take your worship time seriously. Take your worship time seriously. Don't just be begging God in prayer to pay for your bills. Worship him and your bills will be taken care of. Worship him. Learn how to worship. Learn how to worship him in spirit. You know, I love doing that. I do that often. Well, I'll be worshiped. And anytime you worship God like that, you see something. You will hear something. You hear him. When you learn to do that, when you learn to lift up your holy hands and worship him in the spirit. Oh! Lino branda la ragada yai. Lero brando gibat sikalariai. Amanori malaria dai. Ayanori malarua keino shilabariai. Balero kayandere malero sata. Yandero kalagra balaro bari bari. Oh, yai. Lady Malarua Kayina Finagaria. Oh my God. You know, as I'm worshiping the Lord, like I'm doing, something is happening to me. And if I should continue, we'll continue to tomorrow. Because something happens to you, and you don't get tired, you become so light in His presence. So light. That's what happens. So take your worship seriously. Don't allow the world to distract you. Don't allow the world to distract you. Worship the Father in spirit. Worship him from your spirit. Worship him with understanding. Learn to worship. There's a song I love singing. It's actually one of my songs. It goes like this. I'm humbled by your love. I'm humbled by your grace. I'm humbled by your mercy. You fill my life with joy. That joy flows in my heart. And I thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, I thank you, Jesus. I'm humbled by your love. And I'm humbled by your grace. I'm humbled by your mercy. You fill my life with joy. That joy flows in my life. And I thank you, Jesus. Oh, yes, I thank you, Jesus. And I praise you, Lord. Oh, yes. Yes, Lord, I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord. I praise you, Lord, because there is none like you. There is none like you anywhere. You are the Lord of my life, the Lord of my spirit, the Lord of my soul. I love you, Lord. Oh, yale ko branda dei. Lino shina kreto yai, baliri krando nesi no kalakrapa la roda yai. Teddy McClanday. Zingino shino preto kala krapa limade. Oy ay ay ay. Nenwa ko ula fima barie. Zino pleni maleko uno kwa lemade. Zino kwa krapa la neno klekate. Zeri bale shaine kala krapa lo sorayay. Ori maleri akobayay. Aya nori maler was wandre kala krapa lemade. Oh ya ya ya. Neri malai nua so una shua kle kora paka lai. Oh Lord, I love you. Oh Lord, I honor you. I ascribe all glory and honor to you. Lord, your heart is kind. You are gracious. You are so merciful. And I love you, Lord. It's not by works of righteousness which I have done, but according to your mercy you save me. Oh Lord, and I'm so grateful. Lili malan wakaino shinaglano na debayai. Abandori malakinayai. Ribale kuakretuai. Ho 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 ho. Thank you, Jesus. I love you, Lord, because you first loved me. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, glory. Can you just imagine you worshiping God like this? Where is the devil that can stop your promotion? Where is that devil that can stop your success? Where is that demon? You don't recognize them. So take your worship seriously. Something happens to you. You know, something is happening to me right now as I'm talking to you. It's a worship God for the testimony of Jesus is a spirit of prophecy. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
And when you worship God, remember you behold his glory, you see his glory, and what happens is that you are glorified in his glory.
Yes.
You are
yes.
glorified in his presence. You see? You're glorified. So your steps are ordered by him. You find yourself functioning on that path of life because there is a path for you. The world, they have their path. But there is a path of life for you, the child of God. And as you worship the Lord like that, the Spirit of God begins to lead you, begins to guide you, begins to direct your steps. On that part of life, you don't walk like everybody. You don't talk like everyone. Have you forgotten what was said concerning Jesus? The Bible says no man ever spoke like him. He didn't talk like
yes.
the religious leaders of his day.
Yes.
No.
Yes, yes.
He didn't follow the system of his day. He dominated his day. The religious leaders of his day had him, and they had the authority that was coming out of his voice. They said, who is this guy?
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You see, this is what happens when you worship God. The world becomes so small. The world becomes so small. Nothing moves you. Those things that excite the world does not excite you. It's only those things that excite God that excites you. His goal becomes your goal. His vision becomes your vision. What he loves doing, that's what you love doing. your worship seriously.
Yes.
Because something glorious happens. Your eyes, your eyes is open to see things that an ordinary man cannot see. You find yourself hearing things that an ordinary man cannot hear because you are in the presence of the Lord. You are in His presence. Hallelujah.
Oh, hallelujah.
You know, sometimes there are people who think that, you know, the angels of God, they know everything about God. But that's not scripture. That's not true. I want to show you a scripture in the Bible, very powerful scripture. When you read Ephesians chapter 3, verse 10, hallelujah, I love the word. It says, to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God. Hallelujah. Is it might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God? Is it to the intent that now unto the principalities and powers in heavenly places might be known by the church the manifold wisdom of God? You need to understand you are the glory of God as a child of God. And do you know what God does? Let me tell you this. God demonstrates His manifold wisdom to angelic beings through you. In other words, the angels of God, they get to know God when you speak. But you see, how can you speak heavenly language if you're not a worshiper of God? Think about the revelations that Apostle John received from God, and it happened when he was worshiping. He said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard a voice. It was when he was worshiping. When he heard a voice. It doesn't just happen. So we are not ordinary people. The angels of God get to know God when you speak. Remember, Christ has made unto you wisdom. You are the embodiment of the wisdom of God. What kind of life are you living today? What kind of life are you living today? And what kind of wealth are you seeing today? And what kind of wealth do you want to see? Take your worship seriously. Take it seriously. Learn to worship God every time. Not when you feel it. No, it's your life. That those who keep the sayings of this book worship God. You are blessed. Oh, glory to God. You know, as I'm talking, there's so much healing that is going on around the world. Now, anyone who hears this word will receive the healing power of God. There's so much healing. Whatever it is, the Lord is bringing healing to your bones, to your marrow, to your joints, to your kidney, to your tissues. Any hidden disease in your system has been uprooted, has been terminated, has been dematerialized. And it's out of your system. The Lord is healing you. from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. That devil of sickness is out of your bones, out of your heart, out of your ribs, out of your waist, out of your joints. You are free in the name of Jesus Christ. Holy kale gromali kosite rebahaste. Denu kali krobahaste. You are free from every bondage of the devil. The hold of Satan is broken out of your life. In the name of Jesus, you are enjoying help from tonight. You're enjoying help. Help. Learn to give your body to the Lord. Serve God with your body. Worship God with all your life. Worship Him with all your heart. Love Him with your life. Live for Him. Do big things for Him. Put your money into the gospel. Think about the wonderful thing that Apostle Charles is doing all around. But can you just imagine? I'm in Ghana sharing with you. I'm in Ghana. Can you just imagine? He's making an impact in Ghana. If you're on the line listening to me, I would like you to stand with him, support him, call him and say, Apostle, I'm sowing $100 to this work you're doing around the world. I'm sowing $200. I'm sowing $500. I'm giving you $1,000 for this wonderful work you are doing around the world. You are touching so many lives. Do it today. Put your money into the gospel and do it now. Don't waste time. The Bible says God loves a cheerful giver whose heart is in his giving. It's a prone to do it giver. The one who is prompt. The one who is quick to do it. And as you do, you'll be amazed how the Lord will open, the Spirit of God will just open other channels of financial blessings into your life in a way you've never experienced before.
In the name of Jesus.
Now, if you're on the line, you're not born again, you don't believe when you die today, you go to heaven, I want to give you an opportunity to receive Jesus into your heart. I want you to pray with me. Say with me, Lord Jesus, I believe, you are the Son of God. I believe you died for my sins.
Yes,
and I believe you were raised from the dead. So that I will have life. Come into my heart. Come and be the Lord of my life.
I receive
eternal life into my spirit.
Internally into my spirit.
I thank you I'm born again. I thank you I'm a child of God. And I thank you.
I thank you.
For being my Savior and Lord.
Savior.
In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for being with me tonight. My name is Reverend Bright, and Albright. I'm the head pastor of Christ Restoration Representatives here in Accra, Ghana.
Yes.
And I'm married. I have two wonderful kids. And I especially want to thank Apostle Charles Ellis and the wife, Pastor Patty Ellis, for the wonderful work they're doing in the States, in Plateau State. I hope I got that right.
Yes.
Thank you so much for your love. Thank you so much, you know, for the opportunity to be on the show with you tonight. I'm eternally grateful, and I'll keep praying for you.
Yes.
And I know that the Spirit of God is moving this great ministry from one degree of glory to another.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome, man of God. As you exit the show, there were two people that asked for prayer. One is suffering with an unknown stomach illness that they can't really detect. It's just constant pain been in her body for the last week. And I don't know how a person just can endure that type of pain. They be given morphine and this, that, and the other. And, of course, you know, I've been telling you about my sister, Ruthie. You know, she's doing fine. But yet, you know, she loved the Lord, you know. A lot of these things have been happening as been a result, and I don't know to be true. But as I noticed, as the ministry soars, as, I mean, people being connected, like great men of God like you, Bishop Jim, all the other great men that come out of your country as well as here in the U.S., I've been noticing the prince, you know, the war that he has to try to distract me, and mainly it's been in my family. So in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you, you know, man of God, I don't want to be distracted from the work that I'm doing, but I want you to be able to loose that very thing that's trying to cause the distraction by trying to attack my family, you know, the members, great men and women of God. These are men, I'm telling you about, that love the Lord with all their heart, and they do great work too. But I know sometimes when the things, if it's going to get our attention, I know we ought to focus on the Lord. But when it comes against family, your loved ones, it pulls you a little bit. So I want you to just release for us over my family and all my those who are going through these trials, and just, you know, just declare the word of God. And for those of you, I know Dr. Albright has to leave, but those of you on the line, the 619-393-6478 is the number to call in. And just to come into the studio, all you have to do is push the number one button on your actually keypad, and that'll get you into the studio. But as of right now, Dr. Albright, I want you to be able to just shatter that particular event and that prince, I call it, that's trying to come in and cause these particular ailments to come in over my loved family, and that it don't keep me distracted as we go forth and doing the work of the kingdom of God.
All right, sir. Thank you, sir. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for that person that needs miracle healing in the stomach. Now, you devil of pain, you devil in the stomach, I command you out. Come out of that stomach. You don't have any place in that stomach.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. And I command the healing power of God to search through your being right now. You're free from that chronic pain. In the name of Jesus. And I pray for Apostle Charles' sister. Now, you devil of sickness, whatever your name is, I declare you have no place in the man of God's sister's life, because when we are saved, our family is saved. Therefore,
amen.
I declare in the name of Jesus, the sister is saved. The sister is free. Anything that has gone on wrong, I release healing angels. Healing angels.
Yes, Lord.
To work on the body, to operate on the body right now.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name.
Zagaliko brate komagito lerondo brakashete likole grontere maduso brante makiko legrofaha zitoshete braka legronte kete lebrante komaginte de madushete reba kule grande lebriende benako sete rebiende benako sete de ma braka legrande rebiende benaru sekete lekante de ma grakete liron dobrate kosito reba grapa nere malikonto reba grapa ne konto reba sete.
In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Apostle Charles, you know, whilst I was praying, the Lord ministered to me. The Lord just said to me, in fact, the Lord spoke to my left ear.
Yes.
He said, healing angels have been released. To work on the body of your sister.
Yes.
And as I'm talking to you, she has received a healing now. So I would like you to call her.
Yes.
I'd like you to call her and let her know she's free from every bondage of the devil. Now, before we go further, let me share a testimony. You know, one day I was in church. It was a Sunday after church. And a lady that visited our church, you know, called me. At this time, I was having a meeting with my leaders. So when she called, she said she has received a call from Togo, because she's from Togo, one of the African countries called Togo.
Mm-hmm.
She has received a call from the brother's wife. Now, at this time, the brother's wife has been in coma, okay? The brother's wife has been in coma for some time, and the doctors have given up. In fact, they told the family that, you know what, we can't keep this body in this hospital. You have to take the body back home. You know, so she was very disturbed when she called. And I told her, that's not a problem. I'll call her back. So I prayed with my leaders, and I called her. I told her that she should call back Togo, okay, based upon the direction the Spirit of God gave me at that time. So I told her that, call back Togo, and whoever is beside the body, they should just call his name, and he will rise up. Guess what?
Yeah.
She called, the wife was there, called her husband's name, and he came back to life. As I'm talking to you, the guy is still alive.
Hallelujah.
So whilst I was praying, the Lord just whispered to my left ear. You know, it's like somebody saying something to your left ear. Said, I've released healing angels to minister on the body of your sister. And I want you to call your sister. Let her know that whatever it is, she's free from it.
Hallelujah.
She's free.
Hallelujah.
She's free.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. It's wonderful when we work. You see, that's why I love worshiping. Because when I worship God like this, I hear him. I see
the
him.
Power.
You know? You enjoy that koinonia, you know, that fellowship with him. It's an amazing experience. You know, we don't have enough human words to describe it.
Yes.
You know, like somebody sang a song, how can I describe it?
Yes.
How can I?
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
So we are blessed. I know the show, the lines are charged. The presence of God is present.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory
in the name
to God.
Of Jesus.
Thank you so much, sir.
You're more than welcome.
Thank you.
God. We are more than grateful to have you on to be with us. Anytime, you're more than welcome to be here.
Anytime, sir. Anytime, sir.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
So, man of God, we thank the man of God, Dr. Albright, for being with us on tonight. Such a great prophetic man of God, such a man of wisdom, such a man of knowledge. To him and his beautiful wife and their beautiful children, we just pray a hedge around that particular ministry. As we're praying about the process of coming together and to be as one here in the U.S., we're looking forward to just a great reunion to take place with this man of God and the work that God is doing through him and with him. And we just declare that even as we speak and the word he's given us through the office of the prophetic seed, Father God, that it will continue to fall right back to him double portion. And Father God, let them give into his ministry hands over in the name of Jesus. And I declare, Father God, that what he's been thinking in his heart, that performance, that land, that structure that you already have in place, Father God, I call it to come to full fruition, not only over there, Father God, but what he already have established here. And word of God, Father, we declare and we decree and we speak according to the power and the presence of the Holy Ghost, that he continue to move in ways that's unknown to any man, in any shape, form, or fashion of a human ear. I believe, Father God,
there's
a connection to what we're going to and what we already have arrived to. Father God, we bless this man of God. We thank you for being a part of this show on tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we thank you once again, Dr. Albright, to end off in the air. Thank you for being with us, man of God. Thank you very much for being here.
Anytime, sir. Anytime.
Yes, sir.
Love you, sir.
God bless you, man.
Thank you, sir.
God bless you.
Amen.
And as we continue to move forward, we thank God for all those who came in and being with us on tonight. It's such a wonderful time. to behold the presence and the power of God, the illuminance, the extraordinary things he's doing in the ministry in the name of Jesus, not only the ministry, but those and individuals throughout all the world continue to be connected with what the work we're doing here at HNLC. Go to our website, Harvest New Life Church Ministries here in the city of Plano, Texas, and that's harvestnewlifechurch.com, or you can call us at 214-870-2146. Let the power of God move on your life continuously. Don't pull back. Whatever they say is not right in the eyesight, believe and trust God that he's a miracle God. And everything he declared according to the kingdom of God has already come to fruition. These things we speak and we declare through the mouth of this priest, this prophet that spoke to us, Dr. Albright. We receive them in the name of Jesus Christ. And I just want to say hello to my beautiful wife, Pastor Patty Ellis, who always supports the work of the kingdom of God. We thank God for her. Each and every one of you, we bless you guys. Until next time, hey, we love you guys.